my trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib we've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
Hey, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
Yes, we'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in you crane of you. We belong to everybody, don't you nick your new. Away to the Jack McGregor pan his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Well, for the sake of auld lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
he was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because we got some fans in the forces.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here.
Bad.
It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but we had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this programme, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
China, down in Vietnam, and China, and stew. And look at all those bodies,
Jordan,
China,
floating in the river, Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this year.
Well, that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got some
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the Christmas.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Oh, bless
you all
on
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years.
Correct.
Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, 7, 8, 3.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm about to buy the Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie. Okay, put the red lights off.
Now, this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basha. Turned it off, Basha.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicidad.
Good day and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksan, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Well, hi. Welcome to part three of the annual Eclectic Lunch Christmas Festival, the Kringlemas, a presentation of some of the less familiar seasonal favorites for your enjoyment. Today we're going to play a few classic songs from groups like the Kinks and the Pogues. Slade will be here. We've got some local favorites from Chris Elkstrand, and we've got some comedy, some classic comedy from the 60s from Stan Freberg. Now, you may not recognize the name Stan Freberg, but you might recognize some of the voices. He was a comedian and a producer, a radio producer from the 50s and 60s, did a lot of commercials. You probably, if you've ever seen any classic commercials from the 60s, you might have heard some of his work. And you probably recognize some of the voices, especially if you're into the classic Hanna-Barbera cartoons from the 60s, like, you know, the Flintstones or Quick Draw McGraw or Huckleberry Hound, something like that. Some of those voices you'll hear on this bit. It's a takeoff of Dragnet, the cop show that started out as a radio show and then became more familiar as a TV show in the 60s. But we're going to start off with something a little more current. Now, as you may remember, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to work on a music video for local singer-songwriter Noreen Braun. And as a way of saying thanks for participating, she gave us a copy of her Christmas album, December Falls. And it's a nice collection, it's a nice mix of a sort of classic Christmas songs like I Saw Three Ships and Oh Christmas Tree, but it's also got some sort of winter themed songs that original songs that Noreen has written herself. We played one last week called Solstice, and today we're going to play the title track from the album. This is Noreen Braun and December Falls.
I stand before you as December falls, a light of solace cast on frosty walls. Winter heartbeats stumbled, woods allay, trees into silence, hide my nerves away. All I wanted was a love that's true. The only love I wanted found in you. Brushed away tears, white snow drifts out. Said I'm sorry, but it's not enough. Forgive these wild, rambling ways. Without the wisdom, I can't escape. I've clung to the dream now hushed away. Carving the solo until it breaks. If we could slowly kindling much regret, there's much to tell you though you won't forget. Leave the window open to my heart, and the moonlight shine will never part. Future, but there's no time left. Arctic dusk of our sigh, amber rest. Hope I dreamt about fell like ice on ground. A deadened echo, frozen, crushed, unbound. All I wanted was a love that's true. The only love I wanted found in you. Forgive these wild and wandering ways, carving the sorrow until it breaks. I stand before you as December falls, light of solace cast on frosty walls. Winter heartbeats stumbled, woods allay. Into silence, hide my nerves away. All I wanted was a love that's true. The only love I wanted found in you. All I wanted was a love that's true. The only love I wanted found in you.
train à nouveau qu'on peut se passer. Ah, que drôle de Père Noël. Ah, que drôle de Père Noël. Ah, que drôle de Père Noël revient tous les ans. Pour régler leur sort, Rock Père Noël.
Boundaries are asking for space is seen as complaining or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Like sexual. sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Mega Mall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Oh, I see the thinking over
time. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
This is the season. My name is Wensley. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after 2, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed!
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children, nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job... feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Christmas is here, it's time to do all the same things we do every year. It's time to go into debt, it's time to apply for some new cards. It's time to spend all the money we save for our son's education just to buy him some toys he'll play with for a week. Or he might just play with the boxes, because the boxes are more interesting at Christmas time. I'll fall asleep on the couch, just like my grandma, who's been dead for more than 10 years, but I still really sort of miss her. And of course I miss my mother, 'cause my mother's dead too. And I miss all my other dead relatives, even the ones who were kind of racist, 'cause it's Christmas time. It's time to argue with the relatives who remain. It's time to have some arguments that are totally insane, like, does wood conduct electricity? Are oranges full of calcium? And things get kind of ugly when talk turns to immigration. My family's never thought too deeply on the subject of immigration, so I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I crawl into a closet instead, where I scream into a pillow for a solid 15 minutes or so. Then go back to say I'm sorry, even though I'm not really sorry. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Seasonal cheer.
Seasonal cheer.
Let's hope we survive.
Let's hope we survive
another year.
Another year.
And I just really want to apologize if I did anything that made you feel less valued as a human being. You know, I know you have strong and valid opinions, strong opinions, and I don't want to suggest that they're not valid, even though, I mean, what it is I went to school for it, and I've done years of research on the subject, but that's not to say, I mean, that I don't totally respect that you read some articles your friend sent you and spent 10 minutes online confirming your thinking. I mean, I think that's good. It's good that we can be engaged. It's good we can have this meaningful discussion. These are all good things. This is what family's about. This is what getting together's about. You're totally right. It was wrong of me to draw a distinction between feeling something is a threat and something actually factually being a threat. I mean, can we agree that I accept the fact that your feelings without accepting your feelings are actually facts? Is that fair?
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys.
on a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy his job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. A good time, but remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy.
Any of you ever saw him, you might even say igloo. Now all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Bruno join in at the reindeer game. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, won't you guide my sled and knife? And then all the reindeer loved it as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. You got my sled and knife. And then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. I said Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. I said you go down in history.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing. which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown east side face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Guess who's back? MRG Live presents the Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants! What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You're a
rope line there, almost dead on a trip in that pub.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all sod, my God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go and play. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from the Beatles, the Fab Four, Noreen Braun, Irene McNeil, Alex Pangman and her Alley Cats, Stan Freeberg, Chris Elkstrand, the Kinks, the Roland Trainwreck, the Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl, and Slade. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at the Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua, and help save some lives. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Eva is up next with What's the Story, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.